Yes, Environment Canada is alerting the Tri-Cities for a third time this summer of an incoming heat wave that could peak in the mid to high 30s starting Wednesday, August 11. As a result, communities are set to open designated cooling centers so residents may seek any form of relief from the warm temperatures forecasted until Sunday morning, August 15. As with the previous two heat waves, the risk for heat-related illnesses is set to increase, especially among young children, seniors, those who are pregnant, those with chronic conditions and anyone working outside. Environment Canada and local medical health officers expect an increase in health and safety risks from heat and are advising the public to take precautions, the national agency explains in its heat warning. Port Coquitlam. The Port Coquitlam Community Center, PCCC, will be open as a cooling center tomorrow through until Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day, with the possibility of hours being extended to 8 p.m. as needed, the city says. Residents are welcome to bring their pets to the PCCC, and must follow all health and safety protocols including sanitizing hands and ensure physical distancing. Masks are recommended, not mandated. The Terry Fox Library is also open for those trying to find relief from the heat. You can view its daily schedule by visiting its website. Port Moody. In Port Moody, the city is opening its Civic Center Galleria as well as misting tents at Pioneer Memorial Park and Pomo Rotary SK8 Park. Each will be open between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. from Wednesday until Saturday, August 14. Coquitlam is encouraging residents with limited cooling options to visit public facilities during the heat warning at several locations. The city lists spaces such as community centers, both Coquitlam Public Library branches, 575 Poirier Street and 1169 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam Center, neighborhood community organizations, or support local restaurants and businesses who have air-conditioned spaces. As well, Coquitlam has 9 spray parks where residents can splash around: Blue Mountain Spray Park, 975 King Albert Avenue; Burns Park Spray Park, 802 Edgar Avenue; Cottonwood Spray Park, 672 Aspen Street; Galloway Spray Park, 3404 Galloway Avenue; Mackin Spray Park, 1046 Brunette Avenue; Norm Staff Spray Park, 3320 David Avenue; Panorama Spray Park, 1485 Johnson Street; Rochester Spray Park, 1390 Rochester Avenue; Town Center Spray Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way. The Eagle Ridge and Spanny Outdoor Pools are currently open. You can visit the city's website for more information. Watch for heat illnesses. Tri-City residents are being reminded to stay cool and hydrated this weekend and to take all steps necessary to avoid heatstroke. If you see someone experience heat-related illnesses, you're urged to call 911, and while you're waiting, move them to a cool place if you can. Apply cold water to large areas of their skin or clothing and fan the person as much as possible. Symptoms can include heat exhaustion, heat fainting, heat edema, swelling of hands, feet and ankles, heat rash and muscle cramps, dizziness or fainting, nausea or vomiting, headache, rapid breathing and heartbeat, extreme thirst, and decreased urination with unusually dark yellow urine. Tips to avoid heat-related illnesses include: drink plenty of cool liquids, especially water, before feeling thirsty to avoid dehydration. Slow down. Your body can't function as well in high temperatures. Take a cool shower or bath. Avoid sun exposure. Cover your head and face with a wide-brimmed breathable hat or umbrella when outdoors. Seek shade and use sunscreen that is SPF 15 or higher. Dress in lightweight, light-colored and loose-fitting clothing made of breathable fabric. Never leave people or pets in your care inside a parked vehicle or in direct sunlight. Frequently check on family members, neighbors and friends who are elderly or chronically ill to make sure they are cool and hydrated. Plan outdoor activities during cooler parts of the day, or try to find a cooler outdoor location, e.g. under tree cover. Visit a spray park or book a visit at an outdoor pool. Follow any COVID-19 restrictions in place. Prepare meals that don't need to be cooked in the oven. Block out sun by opening awnings and closing curtains or blinds during the day.